Yeah. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is Radio Clash number 95 and is the Hectic Eclectic edition. Yes, it's all about my night on Wednesday in a couple of days.
Motherfucker, this is fucking Hoo Boys coming at you with a hot fucking pump up the pop fucking pumpkin song, motherfucker.
Pump up the pumpkin, pump up the pumpkin, pump up the pumpkin, pump up the pumpkin, pump up the pumpkin.
Was the Hoo Boys, the great Hoo Boys, with their late contribution to the Bride of Monster Mash album. So that's the only bit, which one of the few bits that isn't actually to do with Hectic Eclectic, although I might play it Hectic Eclectic as well, because of course I'm doing the Mutant gig, so that's a little sort of interruption from that, because that's going to be next Saturday. You're probably sick of me, tired of me talking about this sort of stuff, but it's kind of, that's all I've been focusing on. I've been preparing and burning loads of CDs and loads of DVDs and the bit of gigging I've just done, I gigged at Detonate, which was a lot of fun. That was by Aaron and Paige, who I used to work with. They did a really good kind of breakcore, grime, techno, IDM Even a guy there that worked from Warp, and I was DJing just before Square Root of Evil, and she was really nice, and she liked my Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious bootleg, the drum and bass one, which was nice, and everyone danced to that. They loved that, and they loved the Aphex boots. I played some Blow Up, Aphex and Landlock Arm, which always goes down a treat with that crowd, because they're really into their Aphex, they're really into their Square Pusher. And I played Bong Ra, and they all loved Bong Ra, and it was like, yes, I've been waiting for a good opportunity to play My Cock is an Aardvark in public, and they went absolutely mental. But I must say, the most mental set I saw was by a guy called, and I can never probably pronounce this wrong, Sufrafriad. Cyfriadh or something. And he played like 200 BPM sort of sped up drum and bass and gabba and breakcore, and it was even played that gabba version of Careless Whisper, and it was good. It was very good. I had a massive sort of smile on my face while getting dancing like a loon and nearly sweating my body weight in water. But anyway, that's by the by, that's in the past. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, this is the Ready Clash Hectic Eclectic Night, which is at the Arts Theatre Bar, or Arts Theatre Club in Frith Street in Soho on Wednesday the 25th. So it's in 2 days. It's going to be Jeb from 50 Pound Note and Cartel Communique and me playing, and there's going to be a mix later in the show from Cartel Communique, a special mix, sort of like teaser mix of what he's going to play. What I'm going to do is play various things before then of what I'm going to play. You're stuck with me, and I'm not going to plan this. I'm just going to be very hectic and very eclectic. And I have to say thank you to Lumpy for giving me that name. And I have to give props, because they had the idea of doing a night based on the podcast before me, so I didn't nick their idea, it's their idea. Although I always planned to do a Mutant Pop night, so it just turned into a Radio Clash night, because it seemed more obvious. But they do a brilliant night down in Bristol, 4th of November, called Eclectic Kettle. And it's kind of supposed to be almost like a live webcast. I think they're going to have a mic and things like that, so that's going to be really cool. Check them out on MySpace. I think they're either the Eclectic Kettle or Eclectic Kettle on MySpace. And maybe you might be DJing down there at some point soon. I hope so. So I'm going to start the mix with Carter USM, because I can. Glass now, but honey pie, I'm not saying.
I'm not. I started feeling funny. He said, you ain't got a house, you ain't got a plot, I ain't got a window and I ain't got a job, but it takes a lot of blue back to satisfy my heart. If I could get my hands on some F.O. DeMarno. Well, I went to the social just to get a little passion. I was sorely in distress, I was needing some attention. He said, you don't get a car if I don't get a damn. I swear I broke his jaw, that's why I'm doing time. But it takes a lot of blue backs to satisfy my heart. If I could get my hands on some F.O. DeMarno. A lawyer in the city. He said, you're gonna come and see me, boy, it really is a pity. Those savings he got in the casino disappeared. And he went out the window real quick, honey. And I'll do it all again, but it may sound funny if I could get my hands on some F.O. DeMarno. Get my hands on some F.O. DeMarno.
Cha-cha-cha, me and you, cha-cha-cha, doo-doo.
Cha-cha-cha,
bah-bah. cha cha cha, yahoo, cha cha cha. Oh, great!
Doo doo.
Cha cha cha. Kiriteki tam. Kiriteki tei. Tam ki tam, tam ki tam, tam ki tam. Oh, God, Mr. Naidu. This is not the Bharatanatyam, this is the cha cha cha. देखो तो कदमों का ये जादू. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three, kick. One, two, three. Did you ever, ever, ever in your life feel low? See a diver, diva, diva kiss his wife to you, whoa. Way beneath the ocean in the kingdom of the sea, while the bubbles bounce about above the water.
No, I've never, even never in my life lived low. See no diver, diva, diva, cause no wife we won't. Waving in the ocean, in the kingdom of no sea, while no bubbles bounce about above no water.
Well, if you're looking while they kiss and you recognize the sight of a diver, diva, diva, that must be doing something right. Way beneath the ocean in the kingdom of the sea, while the bubbles bounce about above the water.
Shirley, why do you say ever, Eva, Iva, and lively low? And diva, 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 and when you say wife, you say we
won't. Why not say ever, Eva, Iva, and lively low? And diva, 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 and wife, we won't.
Well, why are they kissing in the ocean? In what kingdom of the sea? And why are bubbles bouncing about above the water?
Well, beneath the ocean's private, and the kingdom is the sea. And kissing down there's gonna bounce up bubbles naturally. So when you see the bubbles bouncing, so you recognize the sight of a diva, diva, diva. We're doing something right. Way beneath the ocean in the kingdom of the sea, while the bubbles bounce about above the water. And you ever live in your lively low, see a diver, diva, diva kiss his wife, we whoa. Way beneath the ocean in the kingdom of the sea, while the bubbles bounce about above the water. And did you ever live or see a diver kiss his wife, while the bubbles bounce about above the water?
I've never seen.
And did you ever live or see a diver, diva, diva
around, but never have
did
I seen that. No, I'm afraid I haven't seen a diver kiss his wife.
Never in your life see a diver kiss his wife while the bubbles bounce about above the water.
No, that bubble bounce.
Did you ever?
Just don't even see me fit in.
Did you ever? And did you ever?
No, I've never.
No, never?
Never. Never.
Did you ever?
Never.
Don't say no, never.
Never.
Ever in your life see a diver kiss his wife? Did you ever in your life?
Mm-hmm.
king had ever lived. No one with the love and kindness, strength and courage of King Ra.
No Good, Start the Arm by DJ Lumpy, classic tune. And you can find out the track list of that sort of mix. I said to call it Anatomy of a Mix because, in a way, or Anatomy of a Set, because that is some of the tracks that I am sort of burning to CD and thinking of playing, but I may play them, I may not. Some I definitely am going to play. Certainly, I really am digging Data Rock at the moment, which is a Sex You Up track. I will probably play that and a few of the others, but who knows, if you turn up, find out what I play, what I don't play. It's going to be a fun one. So here is the £50 note teaser mix. Thanks, Jeb, for doing this. I spoke to him on the phone earlier. He's now in London. He's down in Catford, and I'm going to hopefully see him tomorrow.
Green.
That was the £50 note teaser mix from Jeb. If you want to find out more, have a look at the show notes. Either, actually, I'll tell you a little secret. On your iPod, if you keep pressing the sender button past the album marked, you will see, if magic. I think if you've got a Generation 5, if not maybe a Generation 4 iPod, I know a lot of you don't have iPods, but the ones you do, you will magically see the show notes. You can paste them in the lyrics field, and it works. Yay! So you can actually see the show notes on your iPod. I think that's nifty. I do. I'm sure no one looks at them, but, you know, I just think it's nifty. But you can, otherwise, you can go to the blog on mutantpop.net/radioclash. So we're getting towards the end of the show. It's been a bit odd, though, kind of trying to prepare sort of party tunes and things that are really, really like upbeat and mix them together when I wanted to play stuff like this last song, which is a lot more downbeat. And so this was Radio Clash, show 95, and I'm gonna play out with a track that I only heard today. I think it's a cover. It came through Puritan Blogspot as a few of the songs that I'm sort of digging at the moment. It's by Barton Carroll, and it's called Dark End of the Street. And it sums up how I'm feeling at the moment. The words are very telling. So I will see you soon.
At the dark end of the street, that is where we always meet. Just a shadow where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong, you and me. At the dark end of the street, you and me. I know time is gonna take its toll. We'd have to give back the love that we stole. It's a sin and we know that we're wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on. dark end of the street. You and me, they're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us someday. We'll steal away to the dark end of the street. You and me. The dark end of